quiz heads, welcome once again to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 45. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, hosting this podcast because I can't host my real pub quiz in Hereford because of COVID, of course. The lockdown continues here in the UK and there's no end in sight. So long may this podcast continue. Or pod quiz, as it was called this week. I'd like to say hello to Olaf Iverson, who got in touch this week via our Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. He's from a semi-professional Swedish pub quiz team and says really enjoying the pod quiz. That's awesome. Thank you for that, Olaf. I'm terrible at pronouncing things. I was going to have a go at pronouncing your pub quiz team name. Is it the Bribables? There's a running joke at my pub quiz. I used to pronounce Berkshire as Berkshire until I was about 30. I'm terrible at learning new pronunciations. Anyway, thank you for getting in touch. It really means a lot to us. Another thing that means a lot to us, this week in Australia, we hit the top 20 of the games section of podcasts on the Apple charts in Australia, which is incredible because we honestly only started this podcast to just stay in touch and stay engaged with our regulars. We only intended it to be listened to for a maximum of 50 people every week sort of thing. But it seems to have taken off and loads of people are getting in touch. And honestly, it means so much to us. It's really cool. Myself and Mark, who helps with the quiz. If you want to get in touch, at Bar Wars is the way to do it via Twitter. Or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/takeawaytrivia. What's coming up in the pod quiz this week? Four rounds of trivia, including general knowledge. We've got a brand new round, something I've never done on this podcast before. It's a music round. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1's on the way. And the final fling as well. Before we do anything, though, the day of release of this week's edition is 25th of January. So happy Burns Night to any Scottish listeners out there. A traditional Burns supper, of course, includes cockaleeky soup, haggis, which, if you don't know, is minced sheep's heart, lungs and liver mixed together with oatmeal, neeps and tatties, and then it's washed down with a toast of Scotch whisky. I'll just take the whisky for now. The rest you can keep. No offence, any Scottish listeners. Love you. But that doesn't appeal, that food, to me. Give me a Big Mac any day. Right, let's get quizzing then. Round number one is general knowledge. So, another week and another 10 questions to ease you into takeaway trivia. It's our general knowledge mixed bag of trivia. Question number one. Taylor Swift released two albums during 2020, but which one was the first? Number one, Taylor Swift released two albums back in 2020. Which one came first? Which was the first album? Question number two, what is the capital city of Turkey? Question number two, what is the capital city of Turkey? Question number three, which is the highest mountain in Wales? Number three, which is the highest mountain in Wales? Number four, which gift is traditionally given to someone celebrating their 30th anniversary? Question number four, what gift would you give to someone celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary? What gift is tradition? Number five, which US city is nicknamed the City of Angels? Question number five, which US city is nicknamed the City of Angels? Number six, which straits link the Atlantic to the Mediterranean? Number six, which straits link the Atlantic to the Mediterranean? Number seven, over the last decade, which artist has released albums called Kiss Me Once, Golden, and Disco? Number seven, over the last decade, which pop artist has released albums entitled Kiss Me Once, Golden, and disco. Of the three, Golden's the best, I'd say. Number 8, the lev is currency in which European country? Question number 8, the lev is currency in which European country? Question number 9, sauerkraut is made from pickling which vegetable? Number 9, the foodstuff sauerkraut is made from pickling which vegetable? And number 10, Ashton Gate is the home of which football club? Question number 10, Ashton Gate is the home of which British football club? Wasn't Ashton Gate in JLS as well? Okay, that's your 10 for starters. Hope you've done well. Hope you're feeling confident about this week's quiz. How many of you won in a row so far if you've been playing for the last few weeks? Maybe you're defending your title. Let's find out how well you're doing with the answers after this next round. Something brand new to Takeaway Trivia. It's time to do a music round. So one of the staples at the pub quiz that I used to do weekly was the music round. It used to be quite a popular round. I used to play 10 tracks and get the audience to name the song title and the artist. Something I've never done on the podcast. I don't know why, actually. It's just something I've never got around to doing. So let's give it a whirl. It's a music round. I'm going to play you 5 clips, and they're all songs from musical films. And all I want you to do is tell me the name of the film. As simple as that. So 5 snippets from musicals. Just name the film. They're all quite recent as well, so I've kept it quite modern. I'm only going to give you 10 seconds, so you've got to listen carefully. And if you miss it, don't panic. I'm going to play them all through again a second time. So here we go. Track number 1.
But when I stop and see you here, I remember who all this was for.
Track 2. Film number 3.
I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me?
Film 4.
So we'll get some overhead lifters and 4 bell quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking, we'll keep talking.
Fuel injection cut off and chrome plated rods, oh yeah.
Track 5.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe.
There we go, that's your 5 songs. Just name the films they're sampled from. How did you do? Are you a film or musical fan? Maybe it was a little bit easy. If so, let me know and we'll try it again in a few weeks' time. Okay, here's your second chance to hear all 5 films. Track number 1.
But when I stop and see you here, I remember who all this was for.
Track 2. Film number 3.
I can lead with pride, I can make us strong. I'll be satisfied if I play along. But the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me?
Film 4.
We'll get some overhead lifters and 4 bell quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking, we'll keep talking.
Fuel injection cut off and chrome plated rods, oh yeah.
track 5.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe.
So there we go, that is your 5 films once again. Let's take a look at the answers to the general knowledge round from 5 minutes ago or so. Number 1, Taylor Swift released 2 albums in 2020. Which was the first? Folklore. Number 2, what is the capital city of Turkey? Ankara. Number 3, which is the highest mountain in Wales? Snowdon. 4, what gift is traditionally given to someone celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary? It's pearl, a nice pearl necklace or something. Number 5, which US city is nicknamed the City of Angels? That's Los Angeles. Number 6, which straits link the Atlantic to the Mediterranean? The Straits of Gibraltar. 7, over the last decade, which artist has released the albums Kiss Me Once, Golden and Disco? It is Queen Kylie Minogue, of course it is. Number 8, the lev is currency in which European country? Bulgaria. Number 9, sauerkraut is made from pickling which vegetable? Cabbage. And 10, Ashton Gate is the home of which football club? Bristol City. If you're playing this proper pub quiz styly, swap your answer sheets back and get ready for round number 3. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So in this round, question number 1 is worth 5 points. Question number 2 is worth 4 points. 3 is worth 3 points. Question 4 is worth 2 points. And question number 5 is worth just 1 point. That's why we call it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And question number 1 for 5 points. Name the 5 Great Lakes of North America. It's quite a lot of information to get down, so feel free to pause the podcast if needed. Number 1, for 5 points, name the 5 Great Lakes of North America. Number 2, what are the 4 national languages used in Switzerland? Question number 2, what are the 4 national languages used in Switzerland? Question number 3, who are the 3 remaining members of the band Take That? Question number 3, who are the 3 remaining members of the band Take That? It makes it sound like the other 2 have died. They haven't. They're still very much alive and well, but they've decided to call it a day as far as Take That's concerned. Question number 4, which 2 planets in our solar system do not rotate in an anti-clockwise direction? Question number 4, which 2 planets in our solar system do not rotate in an anti-clockwise direction? And question number 5, false or true, during World War II, Oscars, the Academy Awards, were made from wood. Question number 5, false or true, during World War II, the Academy Awards, the Oscar statuettes, to save on sort of metal supplies, were they made from wood? Is that false or true? That's your 5 questions on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's take a look at the answers to the music round. I played you 5 tracks, if you remember, and just asked you to name the musicals that they were from or the films that they were from. Number 1 was The Greatest Showman. 2, The Lion King. 3, Moana. 4 was Grease, and 5, you got a friend in me, it was Toy Story. And back to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, your answers. Number 1, name the 5 Great Lakes of North America. You could have Lake Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, or Ontario. And here's an extra fact for you. The Great Lakes make up 21% of the world's surface freshwater by volume. That's astounding, isn't it? Number 2, what are the 4 national languages used in Switzerland? French, German, Italian, and Romanche. German's currently spoken by about 63% of the Swiss, with Romanche currently spoken by 0.6%. Who are the 3 current members of Take That? That was question number 3. Gary Barlow, Howard Donald and Mark Owen. Number 4. Which two planets do not rotate in an anti-clockwise direction? That's Venus and Uranus. Number 5. False or true, during World War II, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, are made from wood. That is false. They were actually made from plaster. There you go. Right, time to go to the final round. 15 questions of general knowledge, but they're going to be harder. Let's play the final fling. We're on the last round already. It goes so quick, doesn't it? Right, question number 1 on the final fling this week. Greenland is an autonomous country within the kingdom of which other country? Question number 1. Greenland is an autonomous country within the kingdom of which other country? Question number 2. Which Australian band released their album Back in Black in July 1980? Number 2. Which Australian band released their album Back in Black in July 1980? Number 3. The WPBSA is the governing body of which sport? So number 3. The WPBSA is the governing body of which sport? Number 4. How many feet are in a UK mile? Question number 4. How many feet in a UK mile? Question number 5. The Royal Shakespeare Company is based in which British town? Number 5. The Royal Shakespeare Company is based in which British town? Question number 6. What is the title of the third film in the Twilight Saga series? Number 6. What is the title of the third film in the Twilight Saga series? Number 7. The islands of Oahu, Malaki, and Lani are in which US state? I've probably pronounced those horrendously wrong, so I will spell them for you now. Number 7. The islands of Oahu, that's O-A-H-U, Molokai, M-O-L-O-K-A-I, and Lani, L-A-N-A-I, a part of which US state? Have a look at the sounds and spellings of them. I think it kind of gives it away where they are. Number 8. How many triangles are there on the logo of the car manufacturer BMW? Number 8. How many triangles are there on the logo of the car manufacturer BMW? Number 9. In which year did golfer Tiger Woods turn professional? Number 9. In which year did the golfer Tiger Woods turn professional? Question number 10. Musician Richie Edwards, who went missing in February 1995, was the guitarist in which Welsh band? Question number 10. Musician Richie Edwards, who went missing in February 1995, was a guitarist in which Welsh band? Question number 11. Terry Molloy, David Goodison, and Julian Bleach have all portrayed which villain in the UK TV series Doctor Who? Question number 11. Terry Molloy, David Goodison, and Julian Bleach have all portrayed which villain in the UK TV series Doctor Who? Number 12. Ganymede was the Greek god of what? Number 12. Ganymede was the Greek god of what? And number 13. Name the Illinglish. Blimey, if you're going to mispronounce something, do it in style. Name the English mathematician who devised a mechanical calculating machine in 1834, which was the forerunner of modern computers. I've seen a recreation of it in the London Science Museum. It's amazing. But who was it? Number 13, name the English mathematician who devised a mechanical calculating machine in 1834, which was the forerunner of modern computers. Who was he? Question number 14, in which decade was Dolly Parton born? And she's been a bit of a hero during the coronavirus, hasn't she? She donated over £1 million to research for the vaccine. So a salute to you, Dolly. Awesome stuff. And finally, number 15, in the BBC TV series EastEnders, what was the name of Dirty Den's poodle? That sounds like a euphemism, doesn't it? Number 15, in EastEnders, what was the name of Dirty Den's poodle? Okay, that's the last question on this week's Takeaway Trivia. Do you want the answers? Here they are. Swap your answer sheets and get ready to mark this quiz then. Question number one. Greenland is an autonomous country within the kingdom of which other country? It's Denmark. Number two. Which Australian band released their album Back in Black in July 1980? AC/DC. What a classic. Number three. The WPBSA is the governing body of which sport? Snooker or billiards? We'd accept that for an answer as well. Number four, how many feet in a UK mile? 5,280. Five, the Royal Shakespeare Company is based in which British town? Stratford-upon-Avon. Six, what's the title of the third film in the Twilight Saga series? Eclipse. Question number seven, the islands of Oahu, Molokai and Lani are part of which US state? I'm probably banned from there now from pronouncing it so badly. Hawaii. Number eight, how many triangles are there on the logo of the car manufacturer BMW? There are four. Number nine, in which year did golfer Tiger Woods turn professional? That was 1996. Number 10, musician Richie Edwards, who went missing in February 1995, was a guitarist in which band? The Manic Street Preachers. And if you're a fan of The Manics, check out the band Public Service Broadcasting. About 2 years ago, they released an album called Every Valley, when I describe it to people, it sounds like a ridiculous album. It's a concept album about the history of mining in Wales. Not the album you think you'd like to listen to, but it's actually an amazing album. And their previous album, Space Race, was also stunning. But one of the tracks features James Dean Bradfield from The Manics on it, and it's a fantastic listen. So yeah, Public Service Broadcasting, check them out. Question number 11. Terry Molloy, David Goodison and Julian Bleach have all portrayed which villain in Doctor Who? It's Davros, the creator of the Daleks. Number 12. Ganymede was the Greek god of what? Water. The Greek god of water. Number 13. Name the English mathematician who devised a mechanical calculating machine, Charles Babbage. 14. In which decade was Dolly Parton born? She was born in the 1940s. And number 15. In EastEnders, what was the name of Dirty Den's poodle? That was Rowley. Swap your answer sheets back, award the winner with a prize, and make sure the loser has to do some sort of forfeit. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. Hope you've enjoyed this week's set of questions. I'll have another 4 hours of pub quiz styly trivia here just for you next Monday. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with a tat fact. The Mona Lisa hung on Napoleon's bedroom wall for years. There you go. Did you know that? You do now. I'll speak to you soon. Have a good week. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at Bar Wars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.